By definition, Saddam Hussein is no longer a prisoner of war. Iraq's interim government assumed legal custody of the country's former dictator today, though the U.S. forces that captured him still physically guard his cell. Tomorrow, he'll appear before an Iraqi tribunal, facing charges of crimes against humanity, in a hearing that's expected to be taped for broadcast. News analyst Daniel Schur says that doesn't mean the trial will take place anytime soon.
You may be able to see Saddam Hussein and his 11 henchmen being arraigned tomorrow before the Iraqi Special Tribunal and charged with massive crimes against humanity. But that's the last you're likely to see of him for a long time. Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, after consulting the American authorities, says it will take a number of months before the trials can start. Other trials will come before the climactic trial of the fallen dictator. Also proceeding with no great haste are the military proceedings against the three Guantanamo Bay prisoners who've been charged with aiding al-Qaeda. A Pentagon spokesman says the first trial may come by the end of the year. The effect of this leisurely scheduling is to ensure that President Bush's election campaign will not be competing in the media with dramatic trials likely to produce testimony unfriendly to him. One can imagine, for example, Saddam Hussein saying he was supported and armed by the United States before President Bush, father and son, turned their backs on him. Iraq is becoming an increasingly touchy subject in the American election campaign. A New York Times CBS poll shows the president's general approval rating down to 42%, the lowest level of his presidency, and 60% expressed belief that the Iraq war, with its American casualties and other costs, wasn't worth it. It is unlikely that a televised trial in Baghdad, or even Guantanamo Bay, would improve the president's standing in the polls, so it is not surprising that the administration has managed to put off Iraq-related trials until after November 2nd. This is Daniel Schorr.